open. On Wall Street, stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow is losing over 400 points. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. We definitely want everybody to stay weather aware, especially as we go into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with an increasing severe weather threat across the area, including all modes of severe weather, and tornadoes are possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight as a line of storms sweeps across the area. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Windy tonight, low 56, and tomorrow, much cooler. A brisk day with highs only in the 60s. And gusty winds will make it seem cooler. Maybe some upper 30s by Thursday and Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The Alabama Republican Party is now publicly demanding an apology from the White House for its declaration released on Easter weekend proclaiming Transgender Day of Visibility for Easter Sunday. On top of that, the Easter egg event held for military families at the White House banned the use of religious symbols or themes during the designing of Easter eggs. ALGOP Chairman John Wall called the actions approved by Joe Biden as a blatant disrespect to the Christian faith. Wall says that Biden ignoring Resurrection Day in lieu of Transgender Day of Visibility shows he's forgotten that we're one nation under God and is laughing in the face of God. Wall says the Alabama Republican Party stands in total opposition to this White House declaration. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Tuskegee Police Department has seized $66,000 worth of illegal drugs during the month of March. Authorities say the amount of drugs seized were intended for distribution throughout that community. No more details have been released on this operation at this time. A Birmingham police officer receives a national award. Lane Harper was honored by the National Life Group and is the only officer here in the state of Alabama to be given the National Hero Award. This award is given out every year to 50 people throughout the U.S. Harper was honored for founding the Power of Life Foundation within the Birmingham community. That foundation provides food, housing, clothing, and youth development to the area. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting. 294-5122. That's PBS Painting. 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I am a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Are you someone who tries to drive all distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome. Into News and Views in the afternoon. Or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Appreciate all the love on YouTube and the X platform. Yeah, this is just a humble little talk show here in Montgomery, Alabama, but we are growing online, and I appreciate that. And I also appreciate, well, the gentleman we're about to bring on joining this humble little talk show. We have the one, the only, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, Joey. Joey, you're a dear friend, and I'm happy to play a small part in your success.
Well, thank you for that, sir, and great success on your part, too, and man, you're not running out of things to cover with the international situation going on right now. What's your reaction to, you know, it's one thing to be fighting in Gaza and the way they're fighting in Gaza, but now striking a top Iranian commander in Damascus, are we heading towards wider war?
Well, I think Netanyahu wants a wider war. The longer the war goes on, the longer he stays in office. What they did yesterday was an act of war because under international law, consulates are immune, even in wartime. Even if Syria had declared war on Israel, and Israel had declared war on Syria, and Iran had declared war on Israel, and Israel had declared war on Iran, even if there were those legal declarations of war, consulates are immune from knowing intentional direct attacks. So this was clearly an act of war, attempting to provoke the Iranian government. I don't know if they're going to succeed in that provocation, but they will succeed in rubbing raw, even more so, the attitude of the Arab street, so to speak, in that part of the world. The average folks are utterly inflamed to what Israel's doing, and they keep adding fuel to that fire. So I wouldn't be surprised if some state actor enters to resist Israel militarily for fear that the state actor might be overthrown if it doesn't do what the overwhelming majority of the public in its country seems to want to have done.
And it seems this administration, like a lot of past administrations, thinks, well, we can have our, for lack of a better word, client states on a leash, but it seems like the tail keeps wagging the dog. Another example I'll give is the Ukrainians just hit, I think, Russia's third largest oil refinery. And the White House is very mad about it, but you're the one who gave them the weapons to do that.
The White House has no credibility whatsoever in either war. The reason a third of Ukraine is destroyed and nearly a generation of young men is gone is because the White House dispatched then Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Great Britain to encourage President Zelensky not to sign a very detailed, very fair negotiated peace treaty with Russia, which would have allowed Ukraine to remain intact, taken NATO out of it, and let it remain neutral. Instead, the United States promised war, promised to support them, and now 500,000 to 600,000 young men are dead or disabled, so disabled they can't go back to the battlefield. I mean, that in a country the size of Ukraine is a generation of young people, teachers, shopkeepers, cab drivers, mechanics, airplane pilots, dead, gone.
Right.
Because of the American lust for war and misguided hatred for Vladimir Putin, the belief that America can use Ukraine as a battering ram with which to drive President Putin from office. On the Gaza front, there's no question this is genocide, and under international law, financing genocide makes you as morally and legally culpable as actually pulling the triggers.
Now, is on the genocide question from the International Criminal Court, they essentially agreed to hear it. Like, they have a finding that then allows them to pursue this, and it's going to take years to actually come to a full conclusion?
Apparently so. I don't know how much longer this is going to go on. Professor Sachs argues that there are five degrees of famine, and much of Gaza is in the fifth, meaning death in a couple of weeks, because the IDF will not allow food, water, and medicine in. And many Israelis on their own, without even the IDF there, are blocking trucks. So if Joe Biden is such a humanitarian, why is he funding genocide? And why doesn't he send American trucks there? I can't imagine the IDF firing on American trucks. If it does, send the Marines to accompany the IDF, and let's see what happens. To accompany the trucks, I mean, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, again, folks, we're talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. You can always go to JudgeKnapp.com or check out his podcast, Judging Freedom, especially if you want to do a deep dive. I'll just put out there to folks who find maybe some of your statements provocative, Judge, go do the deep dive, because there's a lot of insight you don't get from the regular news networks. And one thing I'm worried about is it plays into conversations we've had before about this culture of death. But people, you know, still alive saw death, especially in World War II. But a report came out today that a man named Luke Hunter, he's the last survivor of the USS Arizona from Pearl Harbor. He has died at the age of 102. And my concern is we're losing the last folks who really understand what total war is. Most Americans, I don't think, other than there are a few who have served Iraq, Afghanistan, these sorts of things, but the vast majority of Americans, I don't think, understand what war is actually like.
Well, I hope that Americans don't have the experience of what war is actually like, but if you leave things up to Netanyahu and Biden, they may very well see that. I mean, right now, Ukraine is on its last legs. The French are considering sending troops in. I don't know what Joe Biden is considering. The Speaker of the House is considering some sort of a compromise, which will cost him his job. The $60 billion, even if it's enacted by Congress, three quarters of it won't be there for a few years because it stays here. It goes to the military-industrial complex to build new equipment to replace the older stuff that we've already shipped out there. This is basically just a wealth transfer to the military-industrial complex, unless you want to give Zelensky and his folks more money to steal. It's a terrible state of affairs. It's a sinking ship. That's why Victoria Nuland is gone. There's no way for Biden and company to pull a rabbit out of a hat. And when Ukraine acknowledges that it has collapsed, this will be a victory of Russia over NATO, something that Putin and his predecessors have only dreamed of.
Yeah, what a strange time. I've been wondering. I've described the foreign policy establishment as essentially guys wearing wolf pelts, and they're not wolves they killed. It's wolves their fathers and grandfathers killed, and yet they still act like these big, bad warriors. I'm like, again, The folks who actually had those fights are either already dead or very soon will be. And again, another tough issue playing into this culture of death. Jordan Peterson sounded the alarm. He says, mark my words, next we romanticize suicide. Then it becomes a contagion of death administered by the state. And he links to an article, I believe this is from Canada. The headline is, I'm 28 and I'm scheduled to die in May. Like, and is euthanasia even making it into the Western world, including the United States now?
I think that physician-assisted suicide is legal in Oregon. I'm not sure. But I know that in Canada, the government encourages it. This is what happens when you have a single payer, when you have the government paying health care. The government would rather encourage this 28-year-old person to commit suicide than pay for whatever quality of life. I don't know what the person's physical or mental condition is, but I know the mental condition of the Canadian government is reprehensible. They would rather kill Canadians than pay for them to stay alive. Oh, and God forbid the free market should address health care. That's not even considered in Canada. What do the rich do in Canada? They drive to Detroit or Albany
all right,
when they need health care.
Well, and it's really, it reminds me of a song, one of the lines is, some people want to die so they can be free. And to me, that is like the opposite of freedom. That's, you extinguish your freedom when you extinguish your life.
Well, this guy on the USS Arizona that just died, if he goes to heaven, I don't think he'll see FDR. But if somewhere along the path, maybe he'll see him and say, you killed my buddies. You knew the Japanese were coming. You manipulated them into that. Because you wanted to help your third cousin, Winston Churchill, fight the Germans in Europe. 2,700 of us were sitting ducks in those boats, Mr. President. It's about time somebody pointed that out to you.
Now, I want to go to a more general question. And I'm trying, by the way, to stay away from like a Trump legal update, because we'll probably do that plenty of times in the future, right, here the rest right. of this year.
But, and you're doing me a favor, because my days and nights at Newsmax are on that topic.
Fair enough. So, general question, because I keep seeing this pop up. It's well known that most of the litigation in this country comes out of fights over what public schools teach, or any situation where kids are involved. When you think about natural law and how that should apply to the law we have today, what does it tell us about the question of children? And I can give a basic example, like, you know, banning children from being able to get tattoos, or Governor DeSantis and the Florida legislature just passed a law where kids under 14 cannot be on social media whatsoever. How much restriction should we be placing on children before, say, the age of majority?
Should be up to the parents, not up to the state. I mean, the reason the state is moving in, two reasons. One, the state always grows, just its nature is to grow, unless you cut it down to size or elect Thomas Massey's or Ron Paul's to run it, it's always going to grow. The other reason is parents are happy to give away their responsibilities. When Mark Zuckerberg got beaten up by one of the House committees recently and turned around and apologized to all the parents who were there, who held up pictures of their children who committed suicide, allegedly because of bullying on Facebook. Is that Mark Zuckerberg's fault that those kids were watching Facebook? Or is it the fault of the parents who can't, don't, or won't control what their kids watch? Do you really want to trust the government to raise children? The government can't balance a budget, can't fill potholes, can't stop robocalls, can't stop funding wars. You want the government to raise children? Man, people are crazy.
They really are. And I mean, we'll see. And I often suspect sometimes the restrictions you put on children, and some to me make common sense that I think a lot of parents would agree on, voluntarily, but often it seems the restrictions they first place on children, that's coming for adults later. It seems to work out that way, that going and protecting the children sometimes become a euphemism for more control of the entire population.
Well, the government likes to expand. I mean, Jefferson predicted this in one of his last letters to John Adams. On the long march of history, government grows and liberty shrinks. Now, liberty ebbs ebbs and flows. You could argue there's a lot more liberty today than there was in government's time, but you cannot dispute that there's a hell of a lot more government, and the framers wouldn't recognize the government that we have. They gave us a government that needed our permission to do anything. Today we have a government from which we must get permission to do everything. That's an inversion of what Madison and Jefferson gave us.
Now, I'll let you get out of here after this one. There was an interesting moment on, I guess, Easter Sunday on Meet the Press, where they had an Episcopal bishop, a woman named Marion Boot, and then Wilton Cardinal Gregory. And Cardinal Gregory, in a very polite way, was sort of saying Joe Biden is a cafeteria Catholic, especially on the issue of abortion. What I want your reaction from is this Episcopal priestess, for lack of a better word, was saying all these rebuttals to kind of defend Biden. And on one point, she goes, well, you know, sometimes there's a distinction between what the government policy needs to be and what Biden's own private morals are. And to quote Aquinas, you have to follow your own conscience. Is that message from Aquinas really a blank check to kind of do whatever you please and pick and choose?
Well, okay, what actually she was quoting John Henry Cardinal Newman, but I don't know what she read, or I don't want to get too nitpicky with her.
Right.
There is much Catholic teaching on conscience, but it assumes that you have a properly educated and formed conscience. If your conscience tells you it's okay to kill babies, it is not okay to follow that conscience, period. There is no justification for that in Aquinas, Newman, Augustine, Aristotle, well, I don't know about Aristotle, but in any of the traditional Catholic teachings. I was surprised to hear Cardinal Gregory say that. He's on the liberal side of things, but happy to hear him say it. I mean, a cafeteria Catholic is really not a Catholic at all, unless he goes to confession all the time, in which case he has to have the firm purpose of amendment each time he leaves confession. I don't want to get too into theology or canon law here, but Joe Biden as a Catholic is pretty much of a farce, and I commend Cardinal Gregory for calling him out on it.
Well, and I always appreciate your time today, and whenever you call him out on it too as well. That's why I had to ask you about it. What do you have coming up? Who do you have coming up today on Judging Freedom?
You know, this morning I had Dennis Kucinich on, Congressman Kucinich, who's running for his old seat in Ohio.
Wow.
Is as feisty and fiery against war, against spying, against big government as he ever was in the old days. He talked about sitting there alone on the floor of the House with Ron Paul, just the two of them. The Democrats hated Kucinich, the Republicans hated Paul, and they didn't give a damn and voted and said what they thought was the right thing according to their consciences, informed by the Constitution. I also have Matt Ho, Karen Kwiatkowski, and Aaron Mate, my Tuesday regulars. But Kucinich was as fiery, fiery as can be, accusing Joe Biden of genocide.
Well, and I'd love to hear that. And I thought he was helping RFK out.
It's posted. In fact, we actually posted a mini clip under videos. So if you don't want to watch the entire, you don't have the time to watch the entire 30-minute interview, you can watch the most incendiary minute and a half.
Well, I don't care what side they come from. I love gadflies who stick by their priors. But I appreciate your time as always, Judge. Until next week.
Okay, you got it, Joey. All the best. Thank you.
All the best. Again, folks, that's Judge Andrew Napolitano. Always appreciate his time. This part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And they're at Cole Plumbing. Well, James and his team are ready to help you with all of your plumbing needs. It could be basic things like a clogged drain or low water pressure, or it could be a bigger deal like a burst pipe. Now, if you have a full burst pipe, you probably already have drywall problems. But say it's a pipe that's leaking pretty fiercely and you just noticed, okay, the ceiling's starting to sag and get soggy, or the floor's completely soaked at this point. Well, Cole Plumbing has this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them, with minimal discomfort to you and your home, to get in there and solve the problem with precision and expertise. That means they're not going to tear out a bunch of drywall or dig up a huge hole in your yard. Maybe you don't really have an emergency problem or much of a problem at all, other than you want to upgrade, say, to a tankless water heater system. Or maybe you're getting up there in age, your knees aren't as good as your hips, none of it's working how it used to. Maybe install a taller toilet, or it could be you want to get real fancy, install a bidet or a Japanese toilet or something. Cole Plumbing can help you with all of that. So call them up today, 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader has the day off. A lot of people noticing I'm wearing a button-up shirt, and I did my hair somewhat. Just felt like it, gentlemen. Just felt like it. No particular reason. Let's go to Joe on line one. Hey, Joe, how are you today?
Yes, sir. Concerning something you and the judge were talking about a minute ago, how the government is propagandizing and controlling the youth and destroying family control. Just be mindful of what Hitler did with the Hitler Youth. That was designed.
Well, and every totalitarian in history, I think going even all the way back to Plato, says you have to break that relationship or else you're not going to be able to make people equal or do whatever it is you're trying to do.
And then give them the speech they wanted to learn, propagandize them.
Exactly.
So Hitler did that. He did it beautifully. He knew what he was coming ahead, and he was... Well, anyway.
Well, those videos from all the documentaries now available, they're blood-curdling. They're horrifying to see young kids
And really, they would turn young children against their parents. The communists would do the same thing. I remember one story where a kid like threw a knife right into the chair of an arm where his mother was sitting in because she wasn't being a good enough, say, Nazi. And it's stuff like that where you go, wow, that's evil.
I hope this nation doesn't push us to that. Our government's changing. We need to really get in there and kind of take a look at what's going on.
Oh, amen. Well, I appreciate the call, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Well, it is official now. Trump has secured his $175 million bond using a brokerage account. So that's pretty much settled. Though in another case is gag order. I think this is the so-called hush money case. Such a farce, in my humble opinion. But the gag order has been expanded there. People getting very upset that Trump's talking about the judge's daughter when she's a full-grown woman who's a political activist who's criticized him. So, yeah, it's fair game. Absolutely fair game. And one thing that I'm getting quite annoyed with is, again, people trying to hide behind the idea that, well, we have just the facts on our side, and y'all are just wrong. But they keep conflating their opinion or their interpretation of the facts as the facts. And that's what's so daggum frustrating in this day and age. And it's been frustrating for a long, long time. You can string together a lot of different facts that are literally true, but you can do so in a way that's incredibly misleading. Everything we do as human beings is usually strung together as some sort of story or narrative. Now, when you engage in, say, science, you should have means and methods of trying to be as dispassionate as possible. By the way, they fail often, especially in, say, some of the softer sciences. But you should be, you know, able to rely on certain methodology that allows you to be somewhat objective. But when you get to politics in particular, that I don't even want to call it a soft science, even though I have a degree in poli-sci. I would rather say it's more a matter of storytelling. That's what the usual fight in politics is all about. Again, going back to Plato, the whole idea of the so-called noble lie or the functional myth or whatever you want to call it, that the population can't take the truth and nothing but the truth. They must require a myth. Unfortunately, well, or just how it is, we are mythical creatures. A lot of our minds are oriented by the stories we were taught as children, by the stories we reinforce to our children, by the stories we share all the livelong day. And instead of accepting that reality, there is a lot of play in the joints, especially with a hot-button political issue that just happened. Instead of admitting, well, we've got to come up with the right idea that puts us in the right context and story, we're just going to brand whatever we don't like as not true and false, and whatever we say, the story we tell, is the absolute truth no matter what. And when it comes to political fights, I think that's just nonsense. When it comes to political freedom, the reason man needs political liberty is because, try as he might, even people of good faith, we're not always going to agree on our principles, on our first principles, on our priors. So we need the liberty to try to persuade one another either way. But that's not the game that's being played today. You have a bunch of folks who aren't trying to persuade. They're trying to bully and manipulate. That is the political game. Politicos do not use language as a means to communicate. They use it as a means to manipulate. And they do it all the live long day. The reason I'm thinking of this, and I won't play the long Ben Shapiro, Megyn Kelly clip, but they played a Meet the Press moment where Kristen Welker was saying, well, Trump keeps claiming these court cases, whether you're talking the property case or the hush money, Stormy Horseface Daniels, that case, any of these cases, Trump is saying this is election interference. And Kristen Welker said, well, that's obviously false. He keeps falsely claiming this is election interference. And that's just such a ham-handed tactic right there, Mrs. Welker, or Miss Welker. Don't know if you're married. Does it matter? It's not false. It's obvious. But they don't want you to believe your own lying eyes, right? Can't hide your lion eyes. It just so happened that all these court cases are happening right now. Even though the documents thing is, you know, pretty, they could have done that quicker, but you know, that's going to run up into the end of the summer. The property case, we just came up with that. This hush money case goes all the way back to like 2015, 2016. The Georgia case. How is it that all these cases from different jurisdictions having to deal with different issues are all happening right during the election? It's almost like there are informal networks of very powerful, clever people that abuse the official system. And then they hide behind the official facts as presented by the Ministry of Truth that we call the corporate press here on this show. Got to learn to see through it, folks. And the beautiful thing is a lot of y'all are beginning slowly but surely to see through it. What will that lead to? Well, I don't know. I ain't God. But I think that is the beginning of a new beginning. When people start seeing through these old institutions, these failing institutions that are only becoming more shrill by the day. Now, as I mentioned to the judge, I just want to read this in more detail. It's from Fox News. And it says, Luke Hunter, he's the last living Pearl Harbor survivor who was aboard the USS Arizona when it exploded and sank. He died Monday at 102 years old. Hunter, who was a quartermaster on December 7th, 1941, was on the ship's main deck when Japanese planes flew overhead and began their assault on the Hawaii Naval Base. Hunter's illustrious career would continue long after Pearl Harbor. A trained pilot and member of the quote-unquote Black Cat Squadron, Hunter was also the Navy's first survival, evasion, resistance, and escape officer. He retired in 1967. Passed away in his home in Grass Valley, California, following congestive heart failure. Or he was 102, so it was probably his time. But I do worry. I keep bringing up these stories over the years because we're losing more and more folks who really understand the horror of war as they braved it because they had to, even if the political authorities around them maybe it wasn't as inevitable as they made us all believe. In 2019, when Contra was 98, he said he liked going to remember those who lost their lives. He became a fixture at annual remembrance ceremonies in Pearl Harbor that the Navy and the National Park Service jointly hosted on anniversaries of the 1941 attack. When he lacked the strength to attend in person, he recorded video messages for those who gathered and watched remotely. It's always good to come back and pay respect to them and give them the top honors that they deserve, he said. Though many treated the shrinking group of Pearl Harbor survivors as heroes, Hunter actually refused the label. The 2,403 men that died are the heroes, and we've got to honor them ahead of everybody else. And I've said that every time, and I think it should be stressed. That is the ultimate sacrifice, folks. Let's not flirt with more sacrifices of that like unnecessarily. Yep. The folks running the show seem fairly cavalier about it. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Red Top. Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Red Top?
Excellent. And, of course, as usual, Judge Knapp is very enlightening. And I want to shout out two of your sponsors, XI Repair.
Mm-hmm.
They love seeing me, Joey, because all I do is go in and get a duplication of a flash drive, and it's the easiest thing they do all day long. I'm kidding. There's a young black girl, kind of light-skinned in there. She's so nice and so good.
Well, there are a few young black girls there.
And so she smiles when I come in because, you know, it's going to take her 30 seconds to do her job, and ain't going to be nothing to it. And, hey, man, folks, I'm going to Atlanta for music.
Really?
Man, I got good response in Atlanta. Not to mention all the previous members of Bosch live in Atlanta. The drummer's in a 3 tribute band, and I'm going up to play music in Atlanta. because I really got snubbed here, to tell you the truth. And that's the same thing that happened to Thomas Shaw. Now, let me give another shout out to a sponsor of yours, Joey.
Okay.
I'm here at the house today fixing, you know what? Termite damage. All I got to say, you can call Pest Pro or you can call me, but you going to call one of them.
You better call Pest Pro first.
Roll Tide, no Trump. Thank you, bud.
Appreciate it, Red Top. Again, 334-272-9228 if you want to hop in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there, the Goodson Group, Bo and his team are ready to help you out whether you're looking to buy or sell here in the Montgomery or surrounding areas. Bo has been working in the River Region real estate market for over four decades, 40-plus years under his belt. And there at the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying and selling your property, but they have management services available should you want to rent out your home, which is a great idea here in the River Region area, but it can be a pain in the neck, so to speak, to manage a property yourself, especially if you've never done it before. But for a reasonable fee, the Goodson Group can do that for you. They'll even find you tenants. And the Goodson Group is also the home of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, probably the crown jewel there, one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs in Alabama, because, well, you're learning from Bo's 40-plus years of experience. He's been through it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it's a very interactive course, also very reasonably priced, meets every Thursday night, I believe. And the proof is all the folks who have gone on, proof of how good they are, is all the folks who have gone on to great success after going through Bo Goodson's real estate school, whether it's fully licensed realtors or as more knowledgeable private players. So check out the Goodson Group today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here on the program. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Penny.
Hey, Penny. Great to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, what I don't understand, well, I was waiting for you to say bullying, and when I heard you say bullying about what they're doing, I was like, yes, Joey, that's correct. That is what they are. They're just all the bullies in the world.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's so obvious to see. You're going to wait and hold all these freaking cases at one freaking time when they all have different freaking dates of origin and inception? Really? How convenient. But somehow we let Biden's son, Hunter's little tax evasion, we let that time run out where you can't
punish
him for it. Well, that's just convenient. We're going to let that time run out. And this is what I don't understand. How in the heck is, how can we not convict Biden for treason? Because he's using U.S. dollars to fly in illegals, and we have a, I mean, I don't understand where he's getting, how's he getting appropriation of those funds? He's having to misuse funds because no one ever appropriated money to fly in freaking illegal.
It's because half the Congress, more than half the Congress, agrees with them. And also a lot of the Ministry of Truth and the corporate press agree with them. So they're not going to give them a hard time about it, other than maybe Fox News.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, he's clearly trying to overturn our democracy in our country because he wants a whole new voting base by bringing so many illegals that they're outnumbering us, what he's trying to do.
Now, did you hear an unusual source, but he is, you know, a competitor, even as much as the Democrats don't want this guy to be a competitor to Joe Biden. But did you hear RFK Jr. on CNN just giving it to Biden good?
No, I did not. I hate I missed that.
Well, here, I think it's a short clip. Hold on the line here, and I'll play this. This is, again, RFK Jr. on with Aaron Burnett there on CNN.
But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court that shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
Donald
to democracy.
Trump, of course.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump, though, Donald Trump, but that... Wow, folks, if we're going to be assessing this upcoming year, you have to include RFK Jr. in this conversation. It's wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, that, I'm actually surprised to hear all that from him, but maybe he does have some integrity, even though he's a Democrat, and I'm going to give him kudos for that. Because you know what? If there's a black cat in the room, call out every black cat. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Let's call them all out. And clearly, you know, Biden's in his party ring, but he has the backbone to say something about it. And he's right. I mean, what Biden has done, his little mafia ring, it's almost like a third world that I see us going to. I don't see us having a United States of America. I see it's going to be a divided one in order for the Republicans to survive, because they're just going to keep on... Well, they're going to keep on cheating for votes, first off, and they're just going to keep on bringing more people in to have them vote to outnumber us.
Well, and we'll see how it shakes up, but it doesn't look pretty right now, and but maybe that's what we got to go through, sort of birth pangs of something new.
Yeah, evidently so. Love the show, Joey. Have a good one.
Thank you, Penny. Again, 334-272-9228 if you want to hop in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, two things can happen as we get older, fellas. One is low testosterone, which can cause a lot of general problems. And there are a lot of guys walking around who don't know they have low T. Or it could be something more specific. Maybe low T's contributing to it, but erectile dysfunction or just problems in the bedroom. And I know guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of fellas just like us. This is not any of these issues something to put off, be ashamed about. Don't deny it. Don't be embarrassed. And there are actually studies that show that men these days will be more irritable and argumentative on purpose before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. So if you're lacking motivation, energy, drive, including a decrease in your sex drive, seeing unwanted weight gain and loss of muscle mass, maybe you feel like you're just walking through life in a fog, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, you usually even notice an increased libido. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You can actually book the same day that you call. So, guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental, is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time, and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. We definitely want everybody to stay weather aware, especially as we go into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with an increasing severe weather threat across the area, including all modes of severe weather, and tornadoes are possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight as a line of storms sweeps across the area. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Windy tonight, low 56, and tomorrow, much cooler. A brisk day with highs only in the 60s. And gusty winds will make it seem cooler. Maybe some upper 30s by Thursday and Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
This is Jonathan with Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. With all that's changed in the last decade, I really thought that radio advertising was dead, but I was wrong. We opened our store during the pandemic, and we wouldn't have been near successful without advertising on Blue Water. Practically every day, someone comes in for the first time and tells us they heard about Oswalt's on the radio. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark Live. You can always go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Join the comment section. The Peanut Gallery is a lot of fun to kick things around with. They usually like to make comments on my fashion choices and how fat I've become. It's a lot of fun. Or you can also, of course, watch the show on the X platform on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, and getting a lot of love there these days. Now, I want to turn to, an example of an old, old dog. I almost want to call this old dog a vampire. But vampires usually keep that youthful look from all their blood sucking, right? So what would be something that sucks blood, but still looks old? Like an old, old dog. You know, one that can't control its bowels. I'm not sure. But these old dogs of the political class would like you, these bloodsuckers, maybe leeches, would like you to say, no, 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 don't pay attention to any of the third party people, especially don't pay attention to RFK Jr. He's saying things we don't approve of. It has to be a binary choice between people we select before you even are allowed to elect them. Of course, I'm talking about, well, this woman. Whoa, man. On Jimmy Fallon. Let's listen in together.
Funny talk, yeah. I mean, it's Biden versus Trump. Yes. We know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, I love that. Right?
And you know.
You stupid seals clapping for that. Hey, Hillary, how about you get over yourself? All you in the political class. Well, this is just how it works. Yeah, we're tired of how it works. Tired of it. The beautiful thing is we do have more options this year. But let's just keep it to a stupid binary choice so we can play Team A or Team B. Let's keep it simple for the dumb that we rely on to elect our asses. You know, there's such a thing as signing a contract under duress, or you've been defrauded as you make an agreement with somebody. And they do it all the time after, of course, they suck your blood. But listen to her. She pretends that we're still in a world where it's only NBC on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And yeah, there are some folks who are still corralled in that pig pen of thought. But millions are now changing their minds. A lot of young folks in particular. But listen to her, how she, get over yourselves. That's just how it is. Duh.
It's kind of like one is old and effective and compassionate, yeah. Has a heart and really cares about people.
Yeah.
And one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies.
Yeah, okay.
I mean.
Okay.
Understand why this is even a hard choice.
Yeah, that's why you lost. It wasn't because Putin and the Russians. It wasn't because of James Comey and the FBI. You lost because you're an asshat, an elitist bloodsucker that doesn't have a damn in your body for everyday people who are tired of that sort of mentality.
91 felonies.
Well, and my advice is, hey, Democrats, you want to keep losing? Or you want to lose this one? Keep trotting Hillary Clinton out there so she can piss off all the Trump voters and the RFK Jr. faithful at the same time. How out of touch. Yeah, there's some folks like, she hung the sun and the moon. And she lassoed the moon for me, too, because Hillary Clinton, I love her so much.
Really? Yeah. I don't understand it. Yeah. But we have to go through the election, and hopefully people will realize what's at stake, because it's an existential question. What kind of country we're going to have, what kind of democracy we're going to have. Right, and people who blow that off are not paying attention, because it's not like Trump, his enablers, his empowerers, his allies are not telling us what they want to do. I mean, they're pretty clear about what kind of country they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Get out there and vote.
Get out there and vote. Well, that's what this is really about.
Get out there and vote and make your choice, but it better be the right one after we limit your choices into essentially a benign nothingness. Blood sucking. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dillon Rings. And of course, at Dillon Rings, they are a full service jewelry shop over there. Really do love the brand new showroom, folks. You got to get by 119 Brown Springs Road. They just did major renovations. The place looks fantastic. Brand new counters, brand new floors. Like, the place looks